بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم Carrying on with our subjects with regard to how to develop a perfect namaz, that is how to work towards perfecting our namaz so we can realize what namaz, what value and what a great gift it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And then a person very eagerly waits for the time of salah and eagerly he prepares and he goes for salah very eagerly because now he knows this is not a burden. It's not just a duty, responsibility. This is a very, very great gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, that we are the vicegerents of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala has given us special appointments 5 times a day to come in the royal court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then not that Allah ta'ala needs us to come, we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to come and beg our needs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another aspect is, when Allah has been so kind, and Allah Ta'ala is blessing us with so much unlimited bounties, then naturally a person should be making shukriya, and naturally a person should be grateful to Allah Ta'ala's favors. So our coming here is one way of showing Allah Ta'ala's that we are grateful to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So we have discussed the second sabak already, that is with regard to our niyat, with regard to takbir-e-tahreema, and with regard to qiyam, how we should stand in salah, with how much honor, respect and dignity, and that also, as Hazrat has taught us so beautifully, not according to our understanding of this dignity and respect, according to how it was shown to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that we should stand straight up, not like we're standing on the street corner, not one leg little bent or something, or not sometimes a person thinks humbleness is I keep my head bowed down, that is humbleness. No, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us we stand straight up in salah, our gazes should be towards the sajda position. So we should keep these etiquettes in mind, and then if we perform salah, and as we have learned that every lesson we should try and make mashq, we should try and practice this. The more we practice it and try and bring correct our salah, then we'll see what we will get the fruits of salah. Further now we go to the next important aspect of salah. You have made your niyat, you realize that I'm only in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You made your takbir-e-tahreema and you did your qiyam, that is you requested Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the initial praises of like a greeting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your sana, etc. After all this, realizing how great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how magnificent is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now comes the next very, very eager step of salah, which is ruku. Now this sabak is with regard to ruku, that is we're bowing down, our ruku, our qawma, that is after ruku when you come up and you stand up, and your sujood, that is sajda. What is the reality of this? And when a person knows this, now see what is the enjoyment of making ruku, what is the enjoyment of qawma and sujood. In this regard further, Shah Ismail Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh, who gave this bayan and explained what the reality salat is. Further he mentions, or just work wo muflis-e inayat be-nihayat us bacha ali shah ki maloom karta hai. Now when a person who realizes that I am a muflis, that I am totally in need of what? Inayat-e be-inayat. That I am in need of the unlimited favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am a total beggar in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am in need and Allah ta'ala is blessing us with unlimited favors all the time. And particularly when it is time for salah, there are unlimited rahmats and mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descending. So when a person realizes that I am in need of this unlimited favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person realizes how us badshah ali shah ki maloom karta hai,
You have did a cause in marifat. The more you learn about Allah, the more you recognize the greatness of Allah, how kind is Allah, what are the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just wants to distribute. Allah ta'ala just wants to give and fill us with all His unlimited mercies. When a person now realizes how great is my Allah, how kind is my Allah, and when you enjoyed the dialogue with Allah ta'ala, when you're standing in front of a great person, you're having a dialogue, you realize how great this person is. You can't help now. You just want to grab that person. You want to hug him, you want to kiss him, whatever. Here in Salah now, bari ta'zeem se, aazu paaposi ke, karke jhukta hai. Aur kehta hai, now a person that with great honor, respect, keeping in mind Allah Ta'ala's greatness, Allah's high position, Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah's generosity, Allah's grandeur. Now a person just can't help. He just wants to fall at the feet of Allah. He just, so to say, wants to kiss the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then Allah Ta'ala teaches us, no, don't just fall at my feet. First wait little. You first make ruku, like a person what is beloved, and this also Hazrat has taught us, and this is the system of deen, and the system of life, that a person, not just like a mad person, you just go into the climax of an action. No, you work towards the climax of the action. So beautifully it has been taught in the ayat of Qur'an-i Kareem, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has taught us, which we learn from our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh. And as I mentioned from the very onset, this is not my bayan in any way whatsoever. These are all the bayans of our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh, which in me, in my very useless way, trying to present and trying to learn myself. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to benefit according to how our Shaykh would have been teaching us. So Hazrat says, like Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, when he saw, when he was going with his entourage, and the ant started making gush, and he said, that udkhulu, that get into your ant hole, Sulaiman is coming, and he might tramp you, he won't even know. Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, who knew the language of the ants and all the animals, but the tabassama dahikam. Then he smiled, then he laughed. He didn't just laugh like a mad person. So first you smile, there is foreplay. So here also Allah Ta'ala is teaching us, don't just fall into sajda directly. I know, now you have realized my greatness, my magnificence. You want to fall at my feet. Allah Ta'ala says, no, first make ruku. That is, absence make the heart grow fonder. That you hear close to your beloved, but your beloved still keeps you at bay little. And now your heart is becoming more eager. You're just waiting, when can that opportunity grow, and it's increasing. Like hijr. Sometimes you're separated. You want to go meet your beloved, but you can't manage. Many people, how far they are, they want to come here for itikaf in the presence of the Honorable Shaykh, but they can't. There's absence. Then the moment you get that opportunity, and then it just increases that love. And that is why we are taught also, don't just visit a friend every day, then you lose the respect, you lose the value. Now and then you visit, then see the enjoyment. And so Allah Ta'ala is teaching us that now, you don't just fall down straight into sajda, you have regarded my honor, but now you show yourself also, that you come in a humble way. First of all, you bow, you make ruku. That in ruku, then you say, Subhan Rabbi al-Azim, paak hai mera sahib, bari azmat wala. Now you recite these praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ruku. And ruku also, what great humbleness, humility. Our backs, those that don't have back problem, etc., we should be making practice. Our backs should be straight in line. And our heads also should be straight in line in ruku. Bend down properly in front of Allah, showing our extreme humbleness in front of Allah. And then uttering those beautiful words, oh Allah, you are extremely pure. You my Rabb. Allah is everybody's Rabb. But here particularly Allah says, you are one at one. As we mentioned, we in a dialogue with Allah Ta'ala. And read namaz in this way, كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى. As even this is ihsan. In the early days it was called ihsan. Now we say tasawwuf. In other words, to gain the marifat of Allah in such a way as if you are seeing Allah Ta'ala. If you haven't realized it, then know very well Allah is seeing me. So as you progress in your salah, you'll realize and you'll feel Allah Ta'ala is right at my presence. So with that in mind, you bow down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you say, Ya Allah, my Rabb, oh my Allah, you are so magnificent, you are so great. Our Shaykh says, our Dada Shaykh Abdul Shah Hakim Maktar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to translate this in an ashikana, in a loving way. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Mere Azimu Shan Rabba ki Paaki. That my Allah, who is such of such magnificent nature, such a great Allah, I announce His purity. And in here it shows that now a person has recognized, man arafa nafsa, faqad arafa rabba. Whoever has recognized that I am just a, not even any worth anything. Allah Ta'ala made me from one droplet of dirty, filthy fluid, from sperm. I am absolutely useless. What is the greatness of Allah? What is the purity of Allah? In that way you humble yourself. Now you bow down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this bowing down is a great honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we will learn in front. So ruku dalalat karta is baat par ke ke huzur mein be sabab e azab ke azmat ke peet meri jhuk gayi. And this ruku is a very clear indication that I have recognized the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and recognizing Allah's greatness, I was just helpless. No alternative, but I just fell into a ruku. I just bowed down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a sign that a person realizes Allah's greatness, my humbleness. And as Hazrat has taught us, that in namaz we'll see every step our spiritual reformation is taking place. And what is the purpose of life? To realize we are the slaves of Allah. That abdiyat, that humbleness must come in a person. That I am the slave of Allah. And a slave just wants to be at the feet of his master. Just wants to be serving his master. So now a person has got no option, but he just bows down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after now this bowing down, you are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Baad is ta'zeem ke dua is tarah par hai. Allah ta'ala said, you first make ruku, then we'll give you the opportunity. Not just now, you first make ruku. Let your eagerness build, that you want to get into the close proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to be at the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, after ruku, now get up again. After you have shown your humility, your humbleness, your eagerness, that no Allah, I want to be at your feet, I want to be at your service. Now you get up, is tarah parke, sami Allahu liman hamida. Now when you get up, read the praises of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala has heard the one who has praised Allah Ta'ala. In other words, suni Allah Ta'ala ne is baat ki, jisne saraha, usse baad dua ke, mada aur sana ke, usse khara hokar kahe, Rabbana lakal hamd. Hamdan kathiran, tayyiban, mubarakan fi, kama yuhibbu wa yarda rabbana. So a person now, after getting up from ruku, he realizes that I was right close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is eager, but now we are taught that praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. And say, Ya Allah, that you have heard the one who has praised him. In other words, O Allah, listen to my praises. And I know you are right in front of me. You are listening to my praises. So in this way, a person after this dua, he gets up now. He praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way. You stand up from ruku now. You get up straight. You stand up straight. Not just rushing. You are praising Allah. And you waiting. When is Allah going to give me opportunity? I can be at the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, you make the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you utter the words, Rabbana lakal hamd. And many other words also have come. Allahumma Rabbana wa lakal hamd. All this are permissible. And this in nafil namaz, as we have learned in front, this whole dua we can learn and recite it. Rabbana lakal hamd, hamdan kathiran, tayyiban, mubarakan fi, kama tu yuhibbu wa yabba Rabbana. Ay sahib hamari, tarif hi tarif hai, bahut tarif. Paak jis mein khubiyan hain, aisi tarif ke jisse dost rakhe aur razi ho hamara sahib. That, O Allah, all praises belongs to you. Rabbana lakal hamd, Allah, all praises belongs to you. Hamdan kaseeran, abundance of praises for you, O Allah. And what are our abundance? Allah Ta'ala doesn't need the abundance of praises. Whether we praise Allah or not, Allah is only worthy of praise. Allah is as great as He is ever. Allah is giving us the opportunity to talk. As you talk to your beloved, you just enjoy. Love, muhabbat, khud sikati adabi muhabbat. Love will teach you the etiquettes of love itself. Then you don't have to look for words. The words are just coming out. So these are words of love you're telling, O Allah. Unlimited praises for you, O Allah. Tayyiban, very pure praises. Mubarakan, very blessed praises, O Allah. Kama yuhibbu wa yadda. O Allah, I don't even know how to praise you. But all praises, Ya Allah, you accept it the way you will be loved. You will love. And you will be happy with me praising you, O Allah. And Allahu Akbar. These words, Allah Ta'ala has taught us. And Allah Ta'ala takes it as if you are praising Allah yourself. Otherwise, where we know with our limited minds, our limited understanding, intelligence, how would we ever know how to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So when a person gets up in this coma now, after ruku, you stand up straight. Don't just rush in. Read all these praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فائدہ یہ کھرا ہونا پیچھے رکوع کی دلالت ہے اس پر کہ اس عاجزی پر میں مستقیم ہوا. That now that you have got up after ruku in your coma, this is a clear indication that now I am reconfirming, O Allah, that I am just your humble servant. In other words, when you bow down in ruku, you showed your humbleness in front of Allah. You acknowledge your humbleness in front of Allah. Now when you come up, you reconfirming. Like a person, he reconfirms his ticket and he makes sure he's on that flight. You reconfirming that, oh Allah, I accept and I know fully I am just your ordinary humble servant, oh Allah. I'm here in your court and you're right in front of me. So the scare, when you stand up in the standing position after ruku, stand up. Or ye khara hona wajib hai. Shubha wale ko chahe ki Durr-e Mukhtar aur kitabe misal kanz wagaira aur wikaya ko dekhe. That to stand up now in the qiyad, in the coma, after ruku, this is wajib. And Hazrat says, those who have any doubt, Shah Ismail Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali says, you can look at the fiqh kitab, Durr-e Mukhtar, Kanzu Daqaiq, etc. علم کے بجائے قول صحیح پر یہ دعائے پرنی سنت ہے. And to read this dua according to the ulama-i-kiram, to read this dua is sunnat. That is, Rabbana lakal hamd, Allahumma Rabbana wa lakal hamd. So that these duas, when a person is in Faraz Namaz, you just read the basic dua, Rabbana lakal hamd, Allahumma Rabbana wa lakal hamd. But when you go in, when you in your Nafal Namazes, then, and Nafal means every Namaz besides the Faraz. So in your Nafal Namazes, then take the opportunity, learn the whole dua, read the whole dua. Allahumma rabbana lakal hamd, hamdan kathiran, tayyiban, mubarakan, fi, kama yuhibbu wa yarra rabbana. Let us try and learn this dua. And when you learn it, and when you know the meaning, Allahu Akbar, just the words alone will have an effect on the heart of a person. And when you know it, now what your mind, what your intelligence, it will have greater effect. All these faculties Allah Ta'ala has given us, our brains, our eyes, our hands, our tongue, our ears, these are all faculties. As with these things we learn the greatness of Allah, it has a greater impact on the heart. So when a person just reads these words, without knowing it also, you don't even know the meaning, but you know this is sunnah I'm reading, and I'm in the presence of Allah, I'm humbling myself to in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this word will definitely have an effect on the heart. And the more you learn the meaning, and the more you read it with proper etiquette, with proper respect, what effect it will have in the heart, we can't imagine. That person now, the enjoyment he gets in salah, he doesn't just want to up, down, kiss the ground and run to town. He wants to read his namaz with ease and comfort, and he wants to take his time, and he wants to enjoy his conversation with Allah Ta'ala. You're in the presence of the kings of all kings, where you want to rush and go out. Now you realize, oh, what an enjoyment it is, what a great time. That a person realizes the greatest honor. Now Allah Ta'ala gives you the opportunity. You have reconfirmed and you have realized and you are acknowledging that, oh Allah, I am just your humble servant, oh Allah. Accept my presence. To yekam. After this, then aur janna chahe ki ab waqt paposi ka hai, sajda kijiye. Now you realize, you have reconfirmed your humbleness in front of Allah. Now Allah Ta'ala says, okay, now come right at my feet. Come at my threshold. And this is the highest position of a servant, a slave, when he, so to say, at the feet of his master, he just enjoys close proximity. And this is the highest position. Now when a person, Allah Ta'ala gives you permission now, now you come into sajda. Or kahe, now when you in sajda, now you utter words of even greater praises. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Paak hai mere sahib. Bahut uncha. That very pure is my Rabb, my creator, my sustainer, my nourisher, my owner, my protector. Allahu Akbar, that great being who brought me from non-existence into existence, how pure is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how great, how lofty is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you were in ruku, you humbled yourself, you realize Allah ta'ala's greatness. Now when you go into sajda, right down on the ground, you express, so to say, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that oh Allah, I've got no ability whatsoever. My face, which is the most honorable part of my body, which I honor so much, I acknowledge that I am just your slave, I put my face down also. No honor belongs to me, no respect belongs to me, everything is only from you, O Allah. And I am the lowest and lowest, I am the most useless, O Allah, you are the highest, you are the greatest, you are the most lofty, O Allah. In this way, when a person realizes that now you are at the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allahu Akbar. First understand this masala here. Ruku aur sujood mein baqadr ek tasbih ke thehrna farz hai. Aur teen baar tasbih manqool kehna sunnat hai. That in ruku and sajda, to be so long in ruku, for the duration that you say one tasbih, that if you say one time Subhan Rabbi al-A'la, one time Subhan Rabbi al-A'la, to be so long in ruku, that is farz. To read the tasbih, that is sunnat. Understand this point, that to be so long in ruku that at least it can take you the time to read Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, that is for us. To be so long in sajda that it gives you the time to read Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, that is for us. And to know these things are important, that sometimes a person, and from this also we taught, ulama has taught us, that don't ever read a fast namaz. Read a short namaz when necessary. Sometimes extremely necessary, you on safar, you on the plane, etc. They are giving you very short time to read the namaz. Now if you know what is farz, you know what is wajib, what is sunnat, what is mustahab. So now in your farz, you just do the farz, the wajib, and you finish your namaz quickly. You don't read a fast namaz, you read a short namaz. So see how beneficial are these things. If we learn these things, we revise it, we'll know how to, like, if you sometimes you got up late for Fajr, that your eyes, you stepped away and you put the alarm, everything, you didn't manage to get up. By the time you got up, you saw there's only 5 minutes left for sunrise. Now if you know the farais of wuzu, you don't make the full wuzu, quickly you make your farais. You know your farais of namaz, quickly you make, in that 5 minutes, you'll finish your farais. Otherwise your farz will go into qaza, which is a great sin. So to know these masail, how beneficial. And here we are learning it here, to give us eagerness that we learn it, and we bring it, and we go and learn it after we leave this, go home and make daily ta'leem. So a person should realize, but to say the tasbih 3 times each, that is sunnah. And then not only 3 times, lekin mazmoon is madha aur sana ka muwafiq, apne hausle ke samajhna bahut zaruri hai. کہ بعد تعظیم کے پھر کھڑا ہونا اور مدہ اور ثنا کا عرض کرنا اور پورا سنبھل کر زمین پر سر رکھنا سنت ہے. اللہ اکبر. Now a person, according to your ability, how much you have gained the marifat of Allah, how much you have recognized Allah, how much your heart is open and connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each person accordingly, he will understand that how I am praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how and now with what feeling each one, according to our level, as we progress, as we get the more marifat of Allah, now with what enjoyment you'll be saying, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, oh Allah, you are my very, very honorable, lofty, lofty my Allah, and you are so pure. So according to each person's the ability, as you progress, now after this, Allah Ta'ala has given you this opportunity that you have right at the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala says, no, not so long now. Get up again, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read the praises of Allah and put your request again. In other words, Allah gives you another opportunity. When you realize the enjoyment of the closeness of Allah, Allah says, no, only one time, don't worry, I'll give you another. That is your next rakat also. Get ready for your next rakat. Read your alhamdulillah now. What more eagerness in your next rakat. You read your alhamdulillah sharif. And what more concentration and what enjoyment. And then when a person has to sit in between the two sajdas, pure sambalkar zameen par sar rakhna. And you what proper... Properly you put your head on the ground also when you're making sajda. Not just pecking on the ground. Like Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, that the biggest thief is that person who steals in namaz. Sahaba was surprised, who steals in namaz? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that person who performs in namaz, like a chicken, a hen that is pecking on the ground, just picking up the seeds. So put your head properly into sajda. And according to your, as we have learned, according to our capabilities, and we should improve our abilities and capabilities. Allah Ta'ala has given us this. We should improve it by learning the meanings, etc. So to read this and to put your head properly in sajda, not rushing, that is sunnat. As we read, the faraz is that one tasbih. But sunnat is to make your sajda properly. Read your three tasbihs properly. Now to realize what was this occasion I had. This occasion of ruku, this occasion of sujood. What was this occasion? What was this very, very great honor? Janna chahe ke ruku jo maqam bari ta'zeem hai. That you should know very well that this ruku that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, which is a position of very, very great honor. You the slave of Allah. But Allah Ta'ala has allowed you to come right as close as possible to Allah Ta'ala. And admit your humbleness in front of Allah. This is the highest and dignity of a slave. And the more we humble ourselves, the more Allah Ta'ala raises a person. So a person should realize, and that this I have bowed down, is not I have bowed down. Usse bande ko maloom hua, ke tujh par bari inayat sahib ki hai. That a person should realize that you have made ruku, this is actually Allah Ta'ala's great favor upon you. Allah Ta'ala has allowed you to bend down. Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to make ruku. Otherwise it comes clearly in the Qur'an-i Kareem. يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ أَنْسَاكِ وَيُدْعُونَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ. That those people who are very proud, arrogant, don't even want to come for salah, aliyazu billah. Or even if we come for salah, we just bow down halfway. Just very fast, we don't even make our ruku properly. Then on the day of Qiyamah, when you get a glimpse of the splendor of Allah Ta'ala. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, like you just see the shin of Allah, which Allah doesn't have a shin like this, just to get a slight splendor of Allah. Now you will be just eager to bow to Allah, but that day your back will be too stiff. You won't able to even bend your back, because when you got opportunity in this world to make ruku sajda, you are too proud and arrogant. You didn't bend your back, so that day when really you'll be right in the presence of Allah directly, then you won't able to bend your back, and what a very the disgrace that will be, and what a great loss it will be. So just that we come for salah, it's not our achievement, Allah's special favor. Then Allah allows me to praise Him. Allah has taught me how to praise Him. Allah allows me to make ruku. This is the special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person should realize this. Jo aise maqam-e buzurg mein bedoon talab aur ijazat kisi naqib chokidar jab bijoon naqib chokidar ke tujhko dakhal hua. That Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala has allowed me on this very, very high position to come in the presence of Allah without any permission. Allah Ta'ala didn't say that admission by reservation. Allah Ta'ala didn't say only rich people are allowed here. Only the mutawallis are allowed here. Allah Ta'ala gave open ijazat for every person, rich, poor, whatever color, language, creed, everybody, and I want you to come here. Allah Ta'ala makes a special announcer to call us. I want you to come here. There's no guards also at the door that can stop you and say, no, you're not allowed to come in the house of Allah, the royal court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has made it free for all. So what a great honor this is. Now what eagerness you'll be coming. What eagerness you'll be making ruku, etc. Isi waaste bahut si tareef karta hai. Aur pishani apni khaak par rakhta hai. Aur baar baar kehta hai, Subhan Rabbi al-Ala. Subhan Rabbi al-Ala. Subhan Rabbi al-Ala. Now when a person realizes that this is the great honor Allah Ta'ala has granted me. What a great honor. Free of charge. I don't deserve it in the least. But Allah Ta'ala has given me this great opportunity and right to be at the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now a person is just overtaken with love. You just can't express your joy in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you won't just think of the masala of fiqh, that do I have to read it 3 times, or do I have to, in nafal namazas I can read it 5 times, I can read it 7 times, whatever. Now you just according muhabbat, khud sikati adabi muhabbat. Love will teach you the etiquette of love itself. As your beloved allows you to come closer to her, and you start speaking to her, and you're in a crowd, now you don't have to think of the words of love. The words of love just come out on its own. What words you never even thought of, you see those words are coming out. So in the presence of Allah, now a person with extreme humbleness and enjoyment, he is just reading Subhan Rabbi al-A'la, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la, and not what 3 times, not 5 times. According to our capability and abilities in our nafal namaz, we should practice and increase this closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That aur janna chahe ke sujood maqam e nihayat e qurbat aur zuhur e tajalliyat jamal e badshahi ka hai ye banda mare haybat mazmoon jo nahi aaj nahi kehna aaya. Allahu Akbar. Firstly, a person now realizes that in sajda, this is the position of extreme closeness to your great master. That great Lord of yours, Allah Rabbul Izzat, our creator, and Allah Ta'ala's special focus, tajalliyat, Allah's special beauty and Allah's special favors are upon us at that position. You at the feet of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala's special rahmat, Allah Ta'ala's special mercies are descending upon you all the time. So now a person, Allahu Akbar, you put your head right down on the ground. And not like today, we've got beautiful musallas here, mashallah, soft, padded musallas. In the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and after that, right on the sand, that you realize, oh Allah, I'm worth nothing. I put my head directly on the sand. As we heard in the other hadith of Laylatul Qadr, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on one night, he found himself that putting his head in sajda in mud. Allahu Akbar, the greatest and greatest of all personalities. So we should realize in this, that as this comes in the hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the closest you can get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the position of sajda. And the words cannot be, it's not a ulama, they didn't find as a hadith, but the reality of it is correct, that mi'rajul mu'min. Salat is your mi'raj, that is, you are right at the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we learn the salah accordingly, and we know this position, now who really just wants to get up from sajda so quick? Now you just enjoy that sajda of yours. And now Allahu Akbar, that one sajda you enjoying, you don't want to get up from there. But look at Allah Ta'ala's kindness. Allah Ta'ala has granted us namaz according to our ability. On the other hand, Hazrat teaches us a very, very important aspect here, particularly imams, etc., that as far as the imam is concerned, now you get your enjoyment in sajda, but the imam has to consider the whole audience. All the muqtadis, etc., there are people that are old, etc. Now the imam shouldn't be reading more than 3 times, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la, Subhan Rabbi al-Azim. He should consider that there are older people also. And here Hazrat teaches us a very important lesson for myself and all of us. That means your internal feelings, etc., your closeness to Allah, don't express it on the outside. Don't show people outside that here now in namaz you are crying, and in namaz now you are in jamaat namaz, you're making so long qiraat and crying, etc., and nafal namaz you just very fast, your sunnah you just reading fast. No, that is for your private namaz. In your jamaat namaz, consider. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, make the jamaat namaz short and see the buzurg. Here we see in Ramadan Sharif, Fajr time also, namaz, how it is considered, all our consideration. But when you are in your individual capacity, Allah Ta'ala gives you opportunity in your nafal namazes, there take your time, express your love to Allah, express, and this also, this teaches us every aspect of our life also, where we have to show our kindness, where we have to show and express our goodness to Muslims, we should be kind, and we should be loving to one another, and when it comes to the kuffar, we should be stern and hard, but we have got the opposite for the situation. When it comes to our wives, we should be humble, we should be jovial with them, we should be kind, we should be good to them. You go home, not like what a big tasbih and just reading, now I came from the masjid, I'm a big buzur. You know what namaz I read, I came from itikaf. No, that's the time you put your tasbih away. Now you must be laughing, and now you must be jovial, playing with the wife, playing with the child, talking with the children, etc. Hazrat says, our condition is, when the wife, when she talks to us, or we at the office and she must phone, then you just a big nag. You don't know, I'm a busy man. I must bring potatoes to you. But just after that, another white woman or any other woman must phone you that I need to meet you. Yes, I'm eager. You just come meet me now. And for you, it's a pleasure. So how are topsy-turvy? When we don't realize and don't bring our namaz into proper perspective, our whole life becomes like that. In front of the kuffar, then we are very humble. We talking to them very nicely in front of our Muslim brothers and friends. Then we want to show, no, we are very pious, buzur. Just talk like this. No, Allah Ta'ala also has taught us, ashiddaw alal kuffar, ruhamaw bainum. Be firm against the kuffar. On the battlefield, you must be hard. And what the believers, what your fellow believers and friends, be very kind. Be humble, so thus we learn that Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding that in your tahajjud, in your nafal namaz, now you can cry. Now you can make your du'as and cry. In public, we shouldn't be making a show of these things. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding. But anyway, now Allah Ta'ala says that you have come in my court. You enjoyed the first sajda. But normally when a person goes to the high court and a person going to a high ranking person, you even practice what you're going to say. Like many times you're going for salat and salam, the first time particularly, you practice, I'm going to say these words, but when you know the greatness of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know the greatness of that person you come, you just become dumbfounded. Now you can't even, you forget your words that you want to say, but look at Allah Ta'ala's kindness. Allah has given us namaz according to our ability and our mizaj. So isi waaste, hukam hua ke ek dam thair kar, dusre baar arz kare. Ye mazmoon, Allah Akbar. That now Allah Ta'ala says, never mind, you came the first sajda, you were awe-stricken. You forgot your words, the poor child learned his sabak. He came in front of big Mauli Sahib, he had to read, a big buzruk was coming. The poor child, so the Maulana tells him, wait, take your time little. Sit little, become at ease. So Allah Ta'ala also tells us that you become at ease. You sit little, that means after the first sajda, go and sit little. Go into your jalsa position. That is that short position between the two sajdas. Allah Ta'ala gives us that opportunity now. That now just calm yourself and learn your words properly again. May realize what you want to say to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And now in that sitting position also, you don't just sit quiet. Now you realize another opportunity and you're waiting for the next opportunity. Yeh mazmoon hai jalse ka. Aur jalse mein yeh alfaz kehna nihayat khoob hai aur sunnat hai. Allahu Akbar. And Allahu Akbar. Before we even come to the jalsa, great, great personalities like Maulana Room Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned, if you get the reality of salah, you know the record, you get the recognition of Allah, and Allah gives us one salah, one sajda of reality, you realize this is better than owning 200 countries of the world. Better than ruling it and owning it also. But we have to work towards it. Then we'll see the enjoyment of one sajda. Otherwise we are just in a hurry to make our sajda. Now Allah Ta'ala says, no, jalsa, you sit a little while. Cool off. Be calm. And then you can speak to me nicely. And you can get this close opportunity again. Or jalsa mein ye alfaz kehna nihayat khoob aur sunnat hai. And in jalsa, to say these words are extremely beautiful words. And it is sunnat to say these words in jalsa. Hadith mein, sahih mein aya hai, wo ye hai, like in nafal namaz particularly, these words we should learn and read it in jalsa. That is the position between the two sajdas. Allahumma gfirli warhamni wahdini warzukni warfani wajburni. Ey Allah, bakhsh de mujhe aur raham kar mujh par aur raah bata mujhe aur sar faraz kar mujhe aur nuksan mera dur kar. Allahu Akbar. What beautiful words. Oh my Allah, please forgive me, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you shower your mercies upon me. Oh Allah, you show me the right path. You keep me onto the right path, oh Allah. Ya Allah, you honor me, ya Allah. You bless me, ya Allah. And all my faults and all my evil, oh Allah, you remove from me. Wajburni, remove all these things from me. All these evils, etc. Jalse and koma mein, siwa in do duao ke, aur bhi sahi hadithon mein manqul hai. That besides this dua, there are many other duas in the hadith also mentioned in between the jalsa, the jalsa that you're sitting in the position between the two sajdas. So we should try and learn it. And particularly in our namazes, besides faraz, we should try and read those duas and make our namaz valuable. But like Hazrat is explaining here, Hanafi mazhab mein aisa sabit hua ke wo dua hai, agar nafal namaz ke qawme aur jalsa mein parhe to sunnat hai. That in the Hanafi mazhab, it is taught that if you read these duas in your nafal namazes, that is every namaz besides faraz, then it is sunnah to read it. Then so we should read it. Adam Azabs, they got a different opinion. Isliye ke farz namaz mein un duaon ka parna sunnat nahi. According to the Hanafi mazhab, to read these long duas in farz, it's not sunnat. Magar qaume mein sami Allahu liman hamida aur Allahumma rabbana walakal hamd farz namaz mein bhi sunnat hai. But in qawma, that is when you stand up after your ruku to read sami Allahu liman hamida and Allahumma rabbana walakal hamd, that's not is sunnat. So we should read this in our qawma, in our when we get up from ruku. اور پھر اللہ اکبر کہہ کر زمین پر سر رکھے اور کہے سبحان ربی العالی اور جاننا چاہے کہ جس وقت رکوع یا سجود کرے اور اللہ اکبر کرے اس اللہ اکبر کے مضمون کو اسی طرح سمجھے کہ ایک بار اول میں سمجھا تھا. Now when a person gets the opportunity again to go into the next sajda, and in this jalsa that we are setting, Allahu Akbar, actually Allah Ta'ala is giving us the opportunity to physically love the ayat of the Quran Kareem, minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. That is, even in that position of jalsa between the two sajdas, sit with ease, with calmness, don't be rushing. In that position when you come and sit, realize this is the time of my life. And just now when you go into your sajda, minha khalaqnakum, Allah created me from that sand. And then you come back, when you sit in your jalsa, وَفِيَا نُعِيدُكُمْ, Allah is going to raise me from there. وَمِنَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى, and when you go for your second sajda, I'm going to be returning to the sand, and Allah is going to wake me up again. When a person realizes, you make your namaz with itminan, Hazrat said so beautifully, that if you make your namaz with itminan, your life will get itminan. That you get barakat in your life. Otherwise today we just want to be just fast all the time. So our life, we see our lifespan. As I gave a beautiful example, as I said, one time Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he was in Bombay. And the people told him, Hazrat, ye bahut busy city hai. This is a busy city. Everybody too busy. So you must make short bayan. So Hazrat didn't say anything. When he started the bayan, he asked, anybody here that's 100 years old? Nobody. Anybody here that is 90 years? Nobody. Anybody 80 years? Hardly anybody. 70 years? Very one to few people. 60 years? Few people. Then 50? Then there were quite a few people. Then 40? Little more. So Hazrat says, you see, when we want to make our life so fast, then our lifespan becomes so small. In the early days when people used to sit for bayans, hours and hours, whole night, Allah gave them long, long lives. So if we make our namaz also with itminan, our jalsa also we sit with calmness, Allah will give us barakat in our lives also. And then Hazrat says, when you get up from your sajda and you say, Allahu Akbar, now consider in the start what you said, the greatness of Allah. When you say Allahu Akbar with that proper reality, with that proper concentration, or every time you say that Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, that reality of Allahu Akbar, that one nara will shake the world. But our Allahu Akbar doesn't even shake our hearts. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. Inshallah we'll carry on our next lessons. And this lesson, we have to do the mashq. We have to practice inshallah. And try and bring this reality into our lives. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.